The prognostication regarding the NATO summit 2018 was that it would be divisive and very contentious. And as it turned out, this prognostication was accurate, at least for the most part. It already started with a bang when President Trump accused Germany of not fulfilling their responsibilities and obligations, and he said that during a breakfast meeting with the NATO members. I'd like to read to you from the EU Observer, dated July 11, saying this. U.S. leader Donald Trump, backed by Poland, has begun the NATO summit with a tirade against Germany's plan to build a pipeline with Russia. Now, what he was referring to was the reference to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that would bring gas from Russia to Germany's northeastern Baltic coast, bypassing Eastern European nations like Poland and Ukraine, and doubling the amount of gas Russia can send directly to Germany. So the article goes on to say that Donald Trump said that Germany is a captive of Russia. Germany's totally controlled by Russia because they'll be getting from 60 to 70% of the energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO. We, talking about the US, are supposed to protect you, meaning Europe, from Russia. But Germany is making pipeline deals with Russia. Explain that, he added. We are supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia, he said. Now, the EU Observer pointed out that Mr. Trump was a little bit loose on the facts, given that Russian oil and gas account for just 20% of Germany's energy mix, and that the pipeline is being financed by private firms from Austria, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and the UK, rather than from German public money. His comment on Berlin being Moscow's captive also overlooked Germany's leadership on EU economic sanctions against Russia. But nevertheless, Mr. Trump did find supporters in many different ways and areas. For instance, I have an article here by The Telegraph, dated July 11, saying that Donald Trump was right to criticize Germany for its billion-dollar energy deals with Russia at the NATO summit in Brussels. He hit the nail on the head. The lead Russian company is the state-owned Gazprom, which has former German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder on its staff roster and a controlling 51% share in the project, which will cost at least $15 billion. The Guardian even went further, and they stated on July 11 that Trump is not the only one asking questions. The US president's view that this will make Europe particularly dependent on Russian gas is widely shared by European politicians, think tanks, and energy specialists, including some in Berlin. No country is more angry about the pipeline than Ukraine, which stands to lose billions of much-needed dollars if Russia can transfer its gas transmissions to Europe across the Baltic Sea, away from a pipeline running across Ukrainian territory. The article goes on to say that Sweden, Denmark, and Finland have expressed ecological reservations, and so has UK, although they have done it more stridently, the article says. The biggest fear is that the pipeline allows Russia a boot on the throat of Europe. It had not been afraid to cut off supplies faced by price disputes with Ukraine. And that makes the whole affair with the pipeline quite interesting, because we do read in the Bible that ultimately, because of rumors from Russia and China, the United States of Europe will become so concerned that they will strike preemptively against Russia and China. And so you can see that this pipeline could be very well be part of this puzzle leading to those biblical events. Now, as we go on in the narrative, the Wall Street Journal wrote on July 11 that President Donald Trump pressured allies to double their military spending target to 4% of GDP, the gross domestic product, while questioning NATO's value. The article goes on to say that Mr. Trump and NATO's 28 other leaders agreed to a joint summit declaration that recommitted them to moving towards a 2% target by 2024. Then, after leaving the summit, Mr. Trump called for allies to raise their military spending to 2% immediately. And then he said by January of 2019, not by 2025, he said, he probably meant 2024. Now, The Week summarized these events as follows. On July 12, Trump reportedly threatened to break with NATO and go it alone if other members don't raise defense spending quickly. In a news conference afterward, Trump said he believes he can withdraw the U.S. from NATO without Congress, but sees no need to after the other countries, he said, made a real commitment to raise spending to 2% of GDP in a relatively short period of years. Now, to keep it in perspective, America is actually paying 3.5% of GDP to NATO. But Deutsche Welle wrote on July 12 that French President Emmanuel Macron told reporters the alliance had not agreed to anything new during the meeting. They confirmed that the goal of 2% would be reached by 2024, not before that. That's all, he said. And also a German government spokesman said the meeting had merely reaffirmed the 2% goal by 2024. And BBC News wrote on July 12 that no other country has confirmed any increased commitment. So that brings us right back to the initial question, what is America going to do when those 2% are not being reached in the near future? And so there has been a lot of discussion that America might withdraw its troops from Europe. McClatchyDC.com wrote on July 6 that European leaders fear the United States may bring American troops home from the continent. And notice these facts. A third of active duty U.S. military troops overseas, more than 60,000, are stationed in Europe, including 35,000 in Germany, 12,000 in Italy, 8,500 in the United Kingdom, and 3,300 in Spain. But thousands more rotate into other European countries temporarily. Now, at this point, the White House has denied that there are any concrete plans to withdraw troops from Europe. It's also alleged that Congress would have to agree to such withdrawal. But one cannot assume that if that is the case, that Congress will not agree to such withdrawal, given the tremendous costs of stationing U.S. troops in Europe. Interestingly enough, the Germans feel, many of them, that America should take their troops out of Germany. The Local wrote on July 11 that a survey by Joe Gove has revealed, that close to one in two Germans want at sea when all the U.S. troops still stationed on German soil to leave. The survey showed that 42% of Germans would be happy if the U.S. pulled its troops out of the Bundesrepublik, Federal Republic of Germany. At the same time, 37% said they want the U.S. soldiers to stay, while 21% gave no answer, so they had no opinion. What's new? In particular, voters for the far left, Die Linke, and far right, Alternative für Deutschland, Alternative for Germany, the AfD, wanted an end to U.S. Army bases with 67% and 55% respectively. Only 35% of voters for Angela Merkel's party supported this, but Germany is still the host for more than U.S. soldiers than any other country, except Japan. And so based on all of this, you could see that the gloves were off when it came to the NATO summit, and it looks like they're still off because The Guardian wrote on July 11 that Merkel hit back at Trump's criticism that Germany contributed too little to European defense. She said, Germany is the second largest provider of troops. Did you know that? Already. Germany is the second largest provider of troops, she said. Now, Merkel, according to this article here, has been one of the most outspoken critics of Trump among European leaders. Now, that surprised me because Merkel has been known as being extremely timid, extremely careful as to what to say, very quote-unquote diplomatic. So if she is being looked upon as one of the most outspoken critics of Trump, then you have to ask yourself this question. What if a leader would arrive in Germany, because Merkel's days are numbered, who would be really outspoken, and more importantly, who would see that his words are followed by actions? And you know that that is exactly what the Bible tells you is going to happen. And then you will have a real confrontation between Germany and Europe on the one hand, and the United States of America on the other. Now, Die Welt raised an interesting perspective on July the 8th, or the 9th even. They wrote, when more money needs to be spent by the Europeans for their own defense, then it must be done as efficiently as possible. Nothing but a unified European army would fulfill those demands. And here we have it again. Europe is willing to create a unified army, because what Die Welt pointed out here is just a reflection of what the politicians already are talking about. And more importantly, the Bible tells you that. The Bible tells you that Europe will unite powerfully, and it will be 10 nations or groups of nations, and then they will give their authority and their power to a very charismatic political and military leader, also an economic leader. And there will be a powerful European army in competition too, if you please, the American army. And of course, it looks like more and more that the American troops will be withdrawn, or if it really comes to a confrontation, will just be taken over by Europe. However it's going to play out, the Bible makes it very clear that the events we have just observed during this NATO summit, again, are leading to these kind of confrontations. An agreement was reached, according to President Trump, which was denied by the Europeans. And so we are right back to the initial confrontation. Now, we have prepared a free booklet, and it might surprise you that I announce it to you in this context. It's called Hidden Secrets in the Bible. Hidden Secrets in the Bible. And did you know that, for instance, in the book of Psalms, many things are relating to what is happening today? And also what is going to happen in the immediate future. You might not have realized that the book of Psalms is also a book of prophecy. And this booklet explains it in more detail. So thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.